Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, and welcome back to the Cyber Law Revolution podcast. I'm your host, Spencer Pollock, cybersecurity, privacy, and data protection attorney with McDonald Hopkins. As always, thanks for coming by. Keep the questions, calls, comments coming. 410-917-5189, or email me at spollock, S as in Sam, P as in Paul, OLLOCK, at McDonaldHopkins.com. So today, let's chat about 23andMe and a potential PR blunder. So as everyone knows, 23andMe had a cybersecurity incident, which turned into a breach back in October of 2023, or that's when it came out. By December of 2023, we learned there was a large-scale incident. I think it was approximately 7 million people, but don't quote me, that could be wrong. Following that, obviously, there was an onslaught of lawsuits. And recently, what came out was one of the defenses that 23andMe is putting forth is that a subset of the people impacted were themselves negligent because they were using their recycled own login credentials. Specifically, users use the same usernames and passwords used on 23andMe as on other websites that have been subject to prior security breaches. And users negligently recycled and failed to update their passwords following these past incidents, which are unrelated to 23andMe. Therefore, the incident was not a result of 23andMe's alleged failure to maintain reasonable security measures under the law. Now, this comes from the letter from the attorneys from 23andMe. Let's look at this from two sides. One, this is a very interesting theory because there are a lot of times where people neglect to change their username and password from breach to breach. So this proposition that the plaintiffs themselves were almost contributory negligent is interesting, and we'll see how this plays out, especially if they can prove that their usernames and passwords were used on other breaches unrelated to this and that they failed to change it for 23andMe. One question I have is, would they have to know about it? What reasonable due diligence would they have to do at that point, the individuals, to find out from before 23andMe if they were impacted? Second part is from a PR standpoint, because now newspapers are picking up on this. I saw an article in Wired about it, and it just looks really bad for 23andMe when the articles and newspapers out there are kind of just plucking this out and having almost headlines saying 23andMe blames. Specifically, Wired is saying 23andMe blames victims for data breach and letter to some users. One question I'd probably have with 23andMe, there, my client, is how many users are we talking about? I mean, if we're talking about a class of millions of people, and we're talking a subset of only a couple thousand, is this the route you want to take? Because on the PR side, maybe on the legal side, you're going to have a decent position and you're having a very novel argument. That would be fascinating to see how it plays out. But then looking at the practicality and the PR side, now you're getting blasted again by blaming people, allegedly blaming people for doing this to themselves, which is not the best tactic. Now, I don't know what the subset of people we're talking about, right? If it's in the millions, maybe it's worth it. But once again, if it's in the thousands, so it's a really small percentage of the class, I'm not sure I would have went down this route, knowing that this argument is going to become public, because now you're going to lose more public sentiment that was already not on your side, right? The last thing you want to do is be blaming victims themselves. Now, 23andMe obviously was a victim as well, but it's a delicate line that you need to ride in these situations that I don't know if I would have went the same route as they did here. Once again, I don't know the specific facts, so it might be a great strategy, but I just think from a PR perspective, it was a dangerous proposition. That being said, I'm going to be very interested and I'm going to follow this pretty closely to see how this turns out. It goes back to making sure that you have a good comms package, good comms explanation, and being able to explain in a reasonable way to people what happened and what you're doing in response. But as always in the cyber and the privacy world, it's untested waters. So I like the argument. From a legal perspective, from a PR perspective, I'm not too keen on it. But once again, let's see how this plays out and maybe actually get some case law about prior dumps of credentials being reused and recycled and that being an individual's responsibility. Well, thanks for stopping by. Keep the questions, calls, comments coming. 410-917-5189 or email me at spollock@mcdonaldhopkins.com. As always, have a great morning, great afternoon, or great evening, and we'll see you on the next one.